My name's Nick Robinson Baker, and I am a GB competitor competing in diving. I actually live up in Sheffield now, fantastic place, and wouldn't leave it for the world.
First of all, just tell me a little bit about kind of your history and how you got into the sport in particular.
Sure, I was 7 years old, living down in London, South London, Crystal Palace area, and my mum actually got me into the sport. I've always loved the water, and I was always very gymnasticky, always chucking myself about at school and whatnot, as you do when you're a kid. And she said, why don't you try diving, because I love the water. So she took me down to the local club, which was Crystal Palace at the time, and got me introduced to a coach, Alex Badiou, who was a former Olympic athlete himself. And literally, from the word go, I've been doing it since then. So I was that was 17 years ago, and that was the start of my diving career.
It's just a case of throwing yourself in.
Literally, I chucked myself in, really liked it. Went for a summer camp when I was seven in the summer and came back to my mum and said, yeah, I'd love to do it. So she paid for me to go down and do my sessions. And then before I knew it, we started going up the grades a little bit. And Alex, my coach, said, look, you need to be in the better group. And he put me into it. And ever since that day, I must have just turned eight. Within the first year, I wanted to do it. And I was watching the Olympics on TV as a kid and I was like, I want to do that.
Wow, that's very definite at quite a young age compared to most people still going, oh, I don't know what I want to do.
It really was. You get your people that want to be doctors, pilots, policemen, firemen, all of that. I saw the Olympics on TV and just went, I want to be a sportsman. Didn't quite know Olympics or pro athlete or whatever, but at the end of the day, I went, I want to do sport. And I chose that, and it's been a great...
So how do you get there? What do you need to be, really? So how do you get to be a pro diver?
Sure. You need to, A, be extremely dedicated, very motivated. You need to have a good vision in mind, be able to process your goals. You know, you need to look at the future and go, right, I want to be there, and then sit down and figure out your stepping stones and think, how on earth am I going to get there? And don't get me wrong, being a full-time athlete isn't always, you know, perky. There's always downs to it. There's injuries, there's hard times, and we've all been through them. But then at the end of the day, you can't exchange anything for an Olympic final on your home turf.
And obviously we're now a year away from it, so tell me about your feelings towards it and kind of, yeah, what's the plan really?
There's one feeling for me at the moment, and it's ecstatic. I'm absolutely over the moon, you know, like I said before, you know, I'm from London originally. I've been in Sheffield now for 7 years, so I've been competing for Great Britain internationally for the past 10 years. Now, to have an Olympic Games in my home city is an absolute honour, and I can't beat that. You know, it's going to be fantastic to walk into the stadium in London with, you know, half the world watching us. It's just going to be amazing. So I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it now, actually.
So. I think it's just going to be this weird atmosphere that you can't even really imagine. Everyone says, you know, Beijing was amazing. So this is just going to even build on
Absolutely.
That because we're home.
Beijing was an amazing Olympics. It was my first Games at 21 years old. So what an amazing experience for me to feel that, to achieve it. And to go in there and do a pretty good performance and walk out with, you know, 7th place in my first Olympics was fantastic. But like you said yourself, to walk into an Olympics in your home city with everybody cheering for you is going to be incredible. And I can't even think to imagine what it's going to be like and what that feeling is going to be like.
And tell me a bit about Sheffield then, when Sheffield came into the equation and what's so great about the facilities here.
Absolutely. I mean, when I was 17, I had a choice. I'd gone as far as I could with my coach at the time, and our performance manager said, look, you need to make a change. And he said, we've got a programme down in Southampton and a programme in Sheffield. At the time, the Sheffield programme seemed to suit me more, and we did a couple of trials, and literally at 17, I moved up here. And then from then on, we've had a couple of coaches. I've got a fantastic coach now, Steve Gladding. He's a young lad, really chilled out, and that's how I work as well when I'm training. I like it to be chilled out, you know, not too much pressure. And what a great coach. We've got a great relationship. There's a fantastic team, fantastic bunch of support staff that we've got. Sheffield's given me so much as well. At the end of the day, I did move here 7 years ago by myself at 17. It was quite intimidating. I moved up here and I met some fantastic people.
So tell me a bit about your day-to-day routine, kind of what's the plan and how you go about your training?
Sure, I mean, I'm up fairly early, not like the swimmers. I'm not in and out by, you know, up at 5, out by 7. We tend to get down the pool for about 8 a.m. Obviously, I'm up at 7:30, a little bit of breakfast, put the fuel in the body. I've got quite a good rapport with Kellogg's, so I normally wallop a load of Kellogg's in the morning. Then straight down the pool for 8 o'clock. We do a bit of trampolining work, so you kind of get the body warm, a little bit of strength and conditioning, core work, kind of acrobatic work for an hour and a half or so before we get in the water. Come 11 o'clock, we get in the water, and Steve will always have a program set out for everybody. And in we get, plop in and put the tunes on.